Audio 8.2.
9 a.m. Thursday's finally here, after a relatively busy work week. So, somebody tell me, why on earth did the home entertainment system decide he should wake me up at 9? Why are the speakers playing Justin Bieber's old songs? I specifically requested Mozart. 9:30 a.m. Smart bathroom seems worried about my health. Apparently, I've gained 2 pounds in the past week. So here's what it does. It sends this information to the surveillance camera in the kitchen, and now the smart fridge has locked its doors. No breakfast for me today, thanks to the bathroom fridge conspiracy. How about that? 10 a.m. Kitchen appliances still refusing to cooperate, so on my way to McDonald's now. Yes, McDonald's of all places. Hope their vending machine's not broken again. I never thought I'd say this, but sometimes I miss human attendants and all their inefficiency. 11 a.m. Get into the car. The face recognition device doesn't know who I am again. Third time this week. Could it be the 2 extra pounds? Guess I have no choice but to answer the same old security questions and try to find his sarcasm funny. 2 p.m. After 3 hours stuck in the car trying to prove that I was not an imposter, I get home, sit down, and tell the TV I want to watch soccer. Guess what? It looks like she has decided that I'm in the mood for classical ballet today. Oh, I miss the days when I could simply press a button and decide what to watch. 6 p.m. Having a great time at my mother-in-law's 102nd birthday party, especially with the sound cancellation earplugs I bought last week. What a fantastic device. It makes her voice sound much nicer. And her skin looks better, too, thanks to the active contact lenses that came as a free gift.